Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view.
It's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. So for 60 years, the legendary Grammy Award-winning Johnny Mathis has entertained millions. So many of Johnny's albums have achieved gold or platinum status, with nearly 75 albums making the Billboard charts to date. Johnny has been nominated for an Academy Award, inducted to the Hit Parade Hall of Fame. He has taped 12 of his own television specials, made over 300 television appearances, with 33 of them being on The Tonight Show. He is a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He has a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, the Great American Songbook Hall of Fame, and as Columbia Records' longest signed artist. Legacy Recordings will release Johnny's entire catalog of 67 original albums produced by Columbia Records, remastered on CD, some albums and unreleased materials on CD for the very first time in one box set. And he's recording a new album. And while performing at the Rosemont Theater this weekend, Johnny Mathis joins us this morning. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning. You know what?
I'm exhausted.
You just said that my record company was going to release everything I ever did. And, I mean, I heard some of this stuff. And I don't know where I must have been on Mars or something when I recorded it. I didn't even recognize myself. I said, oh, my God. But anyway, it might
That's
be
awesome.
A chuckle for the people who have enjoyed my singing over the years to listen to what it's like when they don't know who it is.
In the very early days. So you even noticed a change in your own voice, obviously, from the early days.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I thought, for instance, they're going to make me over because when I signed to Columbia, I was 18 years old. Then I recorded when I was 19 and sounded a little bit like a girl here and there.
Yeah.
And that kind of bothered me. But it only took about another year or so before I sort of grew into my voice.
That's awesome. What a milestone, though. 57 years and counting at Columbia, and the longest signed artist. I mean, that's really unheard of. That'll never happen again.
I don't think so, no. Geez, I remember going into the studio early on and being helped and encouraged by people like... the ones that...
Mitch Miller was one of them.
Well, Mitch was the first one, yeah. And then but the artists that were there that I worked with, like John Lewis of the Modern Jazz Quartet, and what is that wonderful, Mahalia Jackson. I followed her so many times in the studio, and it was such a joy to listen to her. And her orchestra, Mildred Falls, was her pianist and played the organ for her. And I still recall all those days. And I was a little bitty kid, and I got a lot of encouragement from a lot of wonderful, wonderful people. And I'm a very, very fortunate young man.
Well, your voice is so iconic. And we talk about jazz a little bit and some of these people that were inspiring you and encouraging you. Your first album was kind of a jazz-oriented rendition of popular standards. It was like Johnny Mathis, a new sound in popular song, but it was jazz.
I was signed to Columbia Records by a wonderful man who absolutely celebrated his 102nd or 103rd birthday recently.
Wow.
His name was George Avakian.
Wow.
He is still very, very much around, and I love having the opportunity to talk to him and his wonderful wife, who is a concert violinist. And they are the reason for my being with Columbia Records and having this career that I've had.
That's incredible. Wow, that is incredible. Now, I also know, you know, we talked a little bit about Mitch Miller. You know, everybody knows this guy from doing a TV show in the 60s, you know, the sing-along, but I did not know until we spoke last time that he was an executive at Columbia. And, you know, he heard that first album, and he kind of redirected your music a little bit.
He hated it.
I was being kind.
What are you doing? What are you doing? And, of course, I was a kid, and I said, well, what am I doing wrong? He says, well, you're singing the wrong songs. You're not singing them properly. So he grabbed me and took me into the studio, and we recorded the four songs. I think the four songs were When Sunny Gets Blue, Wonderful, Wonderful, It's Not For Me to Say,
yeah,
and something called Warm and Tender that a young kid by the name of Burt Bacharach brought over.
That's and that was 60 years ago. That's 1956 we're talking about. And I know, you know, you sang It's Not For Me to Say in a film. In 58, you did another motion picture appearance for 20th Century Fox called A Certain Smile. And you sang the title song, playing yourself in an elegant like nightclub scene. By this time, you were fast on your way at a very young age.
Well, you know, I was fortunate because I was born in San Francisco and raised in Southern California, where all the studios were.
Mm-hmm.
And I never realized that I was just kind of lucky, because when these songwriters write all these wonderful songs for motion pictures, they need somebody right away to sing them. And so yeah. I happened to be there, and I swear to God, I think the only time that I was up with another singer was with, oh, gosh, what was it, Jimmy, he was sort of a country and western singer, a wonderful singer,
mm-hmm.
who eventually recorded The Long Hot Summer, which I was up for, but I chose instead to sing A Certain Smile, which wasn't a bad song.
No, not at all. Not at all. And really right after that, here comes the Ed Sullivan Show. And for younger people who really don't know this, you know, Ed Sullivan, when you did his show, that was one of the top-rated variety shows, music, comedy, everything on television. That really marked, long before The Tonight Show, that you were on your way if you were on Sullivan.
Well, I was very, very fortunate because Columbia Records at least CBS Television owned Columbia Records.
Yeah, there was a relationship, right.
Yeah, and so every time I had a release, a recording, I would sing on the Ed Sullivan Show and go nationwide. I was very, very fortunate.
And that was it. I mean, and then you had the number one record in the entire country, chances are, and at that age, how did you deal with success at such a young age? What kind of kept you grounded through all of that? Because there's not a lot of people that could do that. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, you can get in a lot of trouble when you're that young.
I know, and I couldn't understand it. I was so busy doing what I did or trying to find a way to do what I did that I kind of missed out on all the negative things that have happened over the years to some of the younger people who get started. But I had a lot of very good advice, and I was very fortunate. I chose my mom and my dad very carefully. They took very good care of me. They gave me a very good background for eventually what I was to do later on in life. And I can't say enough about their guidance in the beginning and their good advice.
So important.
And the fact that I was their son, it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. And fortunately, they lived long enough to see my success.
That's awesome. That's wonderful. You also came out really just a couple years later with a greatest hits album already. And that really started something in the music industry that didn't even exist at the time. There, you know, greatest hits albums weren't something that was big. And that, by the way, that was huge for you, too. But that was pretty groundbreaking.
That was the initial, release of the Greatest Hits album. I'll tell you what happened. I was in Great Britain, fortunately, singing at a lovely nightclub and doing quite well, and didn't want to leave to go back to America to record some more music. And so Mitch Miller decided to make a compilation of the first four songs, both sides, that I'd recorded already and put them in an album form and called them Johnny's Greatest Hits.
That's fun. Yeah.
I had my greatest hits when I was 19 years old.
That's awesome. It did something, though. I mean, it again, another thing that put you on the map. You were inducted to the Grammy Hall of Fame 3 times so far. Chances are, Misty, it's not for me to say, plus a lifetime achievement. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it's very gratifying to know that the people who are, charting these things I think it's just hot stuff. Of course, the thing about awards and things of that nature is you can't just sit around and sort of wait until you get one. So it's very gratifying. I think it encourages me, and I'm just once again, I'm very lucky in that respect.
Well, and that's what I said. You know, I've seen you perform before, and you always have something new happening. You're not, you know, there's so many artists out there that hang on to what they had 40 and have done nothing new. And you just churn out album after album. And I know that music never stops playing for you. You have a new album coming out.
I do. I'd like to say that the reason that I was fortunate enough to have such a long career, I think, started at the very early age when my dad suggested, he said, son, how would you like to take some voice lessons? I guess I was about 12 at the time. And, of course, I found a wonderful woman. I worked with her for many years. And that was the basis and the fundamental process of the success that I've had over the years, is that I've been able to not have any problems with my voice, not any major problems, therefore I was able to sing whenever I was asked to, and also I was studying with a woman who was an opera singer, and so she introduced me to a lot of music that I had never heard before, opera songs in different languages. Over the years, I recorded a lot of songs in French and Italian and Portuguese. Portuguese is my favorite language to sing in.
Wow. You know, and doing all that and all the different genres and all the different languages really does shape you as an artist, doesn't it?
Especially in the modern times, because your acceptance goes all over the world at the same time. And so, therefore, when you do travel, as I did at a very early age, the people already knew through my recordings that what kind of singer I was. So I had a wonderful audience, and I never will forget the time that I went to Brazil, and for the first time, I went several times because my music was very popular there, and I wanted to show my appreciation, and I learned some Portuguese, the way the Brazilians sing it, and I've been enjoying a relationship with Brazil for many, many years, and
wow.
I couldn't be happier watching the Olympics coming from Brazil and finding about all the little quirky things that go on. I said, oh, yeah, I remember that, okay.
That's cool. Oh, what a life and what a career. And, you know, we were talking a little bit before we started the conversation that you turned 80, and, you know, I got to tell you, you sound exactly the same as you did 60 years ago, and I think that's what's amazing.
Oh, thank you very much. I just had my teeth fixed.
Okay. Nice. Nice. No, you do. You sound amazing, and that's why, you know, I'm so excited to see you perform, because it's like watching you perform 50 years ago. Seriously.
Yeah, I've been very lucky. I haven't had too many stops along the way with my health, fortunately, you know, I was a high jumper and a hurdler.
I remember that, yeah.
In school, and I got to hang out with a lot of wonderful athletes. The one that comes to mind is Bill Russell, who is still a very dear friend of mine, and we went through a couple of years of college together. We were both high jumpers, and we traveled up and down the coast in California high jumping at all the universities. So I had a good background as far as, athletics was concerned, and that helped me a great deal because I knew that the only way that I was really going to ever sing well and continue to sing as we all want to do, I think, once we do something, we want to do it all the time, is to stay healthy.
Very nice. Well, I'll tell you, I am looking forward to checking out that new box set that's going to be coming out later in the year. It'll be a great gift for the season as well. All your great holiday stuff. And again, a new album coming out. And folks, if you want to find out more about that and Johnny, visit johnnymathis.com. Always a pleasure, sir, talking to you. You're always so much fun. And again, your performances are legendary still to this day. And look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. That's the legendary Johnny Mathis. Much more ahead on 720 WGN.